22 after the hour, it's Tech Tuesday. Mark Mastriani with all the latest tech gadgets coming up in the next half hour of Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're familiar with the hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. Let's expand that a little bit. Let there be virtue in the workplace and let it begin with me. Virtue at work. Are they something that we only talk about, something we practice? And then how do you practice your Catholicism in the workplace? Dr. Brian Engelin is joining us. He is a professor of marketing at Catholic University of America in the Bush School of Business. His book, Force for Good, A Catholic Guide to Business Integrity. And that force for good, that character in the workplace, it really does count. It may not count with our direct supervisor, but it connects with the ultimate supervisor when God says, all right, John, all right, Brian, what did you do with you? Character in the workplace. Dr. Engelin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Warm greetings on a chilly morning.
Yeah, very chilly here, although the warm-up is coming to the East Coast, and it's about time after we get finished with some of the snow that was affecting Chicago yesterday. Virtue in the workplace, is that an oxymoron today in 2018?
My goodness, it almost seems like we are very challenged in being honest with each other. It's interesting. A few years ago, before I was asked to be the interim dean of our business school, I felt that it was important for me to get a little bit of background information. So I attended a seminar put together by the business accrediting organization. And here we heard from business deans who were very successful in doing things. And I think I can remember the first one said, hey, I've got five things that you should consider. The first is never lie to your faculty. I thought, okay. I think about the third presenter got up, and his top thing was don't lie to faculty. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. There, two of them seem to be harping on the same thing. And then a third one also, I guess, later that day also talked about don't lie to faculty. Now, what was curious about this is, wait a minute, lying is one of the commandments. As a Catholic, we're not going to be lying, correct? And yet, these were very successful people helping others to become successful and advising them, well, don't lie to faculty. And it's intriguing to me. They didn't say don't lie to students. They didn't say don't lie to alumni or don't lie to your staff. They said don't lie to faculty. And I think this underscores the fact that our society today has a big challenge in actually being honest in the things that we do. And honesty does require virtue. It basically requires a practice in the four cardinal virtues. The whole idea of prudence, justice, courage, and moderation. Prudence allows us to keep confidential information confidential. And that's important because when we tell people things in a business situation, we do need to respect confidences. And I think sometimes our braggadocio and the fact that the matter that we know information, we tell others.
Sin of pride.
But, yeah, it is. It's a sin of pride. But prudence allows us to back off from that. And allows us to appreciate the true, the good, and the beautiful in all that we do, but to recognize that we need to be respectful of that and tell what's appropriate, but not and keep the other information confidential.
Dr. Engelin, we're hopeful that this is not the case, but as we talk about character counting in the workplace, the slippery slope is very easy to go down. When you're going in the down direction, do you ever try to climb up an icy hill? It's near impossible. and if we're the only ones or only a couple of us in the workplace are putting our virtue first, putting our faith first, and no one else is, what's your advice?
So I think the way to grow in virtue is to take inspiration from the saints and from others who are practiced in virtue who have gone before us. So reading stories about people and how they have overcome situations through virtue is very helpful for us to understand and to, because when we get into those situations, it's really helpful to hear and remember about how someone else met the same challenge and was able to proceed ahead. But the other thing is that, hey, we are called to be salt for the earth. We're called to be to not let our light be held under a bushel basket. And certainly, it's not only the truth of Jesus Christ, but it is all that Jesus is, expects us to do. And so what we need to do is, it needs to begin with us. We need to demonstrate these virtues so that others can say, hey, there's something in that Catholic, you know, that guy, that Christian. There's something there to be emulated. And what is it that they've got? So I think we can be role models for others as well in the workplace.
Doctor, you mentioned one of the things that can wreck a workplace environment, and that's gossip and saying too much in an effort to be, you know, cool or however we look like. Do we see gossip as one of those kind of good Christian sins? Good Christians might think, well, I don't murder or steal, commit adultery, but you know, they'll talk about someone. And do we, you know, think, well, if it's true, it's fair game without worrying about if it's kind and certainly necessary?
Yeah, that's. I think that's a real challenge for many folks, because I think there's this curiosity we have. We kind of like to somehow put ourselves on a pedestal by downgrading someone else, and this thing of gossip about something we heard about someone else. You know, and as you say, that sin of pride. Those kinds of sins need to be rejected. And one of the great joys that we have as Catholics is we have the sacrament of confession, so that things like this can really help us. You know, if you confess that a couple of times, you can say, do I have to confess that again? Wait a minute, why don't I eliminate that? Let me just stop doing that, period. Because obviously confession gives this idea of a firm desire to eliminate our sin.
Indeed, and you take those graces from the Sacrament of Penance, Dr. Engel, and watch them build. Those graces are the foundation of a building that just keeps getting taller and taller and taller and taller, going all the way up to heaven. And then you find those graces creating virtue in the workplace. Come back on the radio with us, because there's so much more to talk about when we look at virtue in the workplace and how character counts in the workplace. A force for good, character counting in the workplace. Dr. Brian Engelin from Catholic University has written about this in CatholicGentleman.net, and we'll share that with you on our Morning Air Facebook page, 29 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio.